Kids playing with guns or watching violent videos, that some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music? To go the second. You can stay until whenever.
No. We've done the hard part now. I might as well.
Just stay for tonight then.
Laura.
You just come.
Desert Island. All time, top five most memorable breakups in chronological order are as follows. Allison Ashmore, Penny Hardwick, Jackie Alden, Charlie Nicholson, and Sarah Kendrew. Those were the ones that really hurt. Can you see your name on that list, Laura? Maybe you'd sneak into the top 10. But there's just no room for you in the top five. Sorry! Those places are reserved for the kind of humiliation and heartbreak you're just not capable of delivering. If you really wanted to mess me up, you should have got to me earlier!
Which brings us to number one on the top five all-time breakup list. Allison Ashmore. One moment they weren't there. Not in any form that interested us anyway. And then the next. You couldn't miss them. They were everywhere. And they'd grown breasts. And we wanted... Actually, we didn't even know what we wanted. But it was something interesting, disturbing, even. My relationship with Allison Ashmore lasted for 6 hours. The 2 hours after school, before the Rockford Files, for 3 days in a row. But on the fourth afternoon, Kevin Bannister.
Slut.
It would be nice to think that since I was 14, times have changed. Relationships have become more sophisticated. Females less cruel. Skin's thicker. Instincts more developed. But there seems to be an element of that afternoon in everything that's happened to me since. All my romantic stories are a scrambled version of that first one.
Number two on the top five all-time breakup list was Penny Hardwick. Penny was great looking. And her top five recording artists were Carly Simon, Carole King, James Taylor, Cat Stevens, and Elton John.
She was nice. Nice manners, nice grades, nice looking. She was so nice, in fact, that she wouldn't let me put my hand underneath or even on top of her bra.
Attack and defense, invasion and repulsion. It was as if breasts were little pieces of property that had been unlawfully annexed by the opposite sex. They were rightfully ours, and we wanted them back. Sometimes I got so bored of trying to touch her breast that I would try to touch her between her legs. It was like trying to borrow a dollar, getting turned down and asking for 50 grand instead. I wasn't interested in Penny's nice qualities, just breasts, and therefore she was no good to me.
What's the point? It never goes anywhere.
I started dating a girl who everyone said would give it up and who didn't. And Penny went with this asshole named Chris Thompson who told me that he had sex with her after something like 3 dates. I own this store called Championship Vinyl. It's located in a neighborhood that attracts the bare minimum of window shoppers. I get by because the people make a special effort to shop here. Mostly young men who spend all their time looking for deleted Smith singles and original, not re-released underline, Frank Zappa albums. The fetish properties are not unlike porn. I'd feel guilty taking their money if I wasn't, well, kind of one of them.
Morning, Dick.
Oh, hi, Rob.
The weekend?
Yeah, okay. I found the first Licorice Comfits album over at Vintage Vinyl, the one on Testament of Youth. Never released here, Japanese import only.
Great, great.
I'll tape it for you.
No, that's okay, really.
Because you like their second one, you said, Pop Girls, Etc. It's the one with Cheryl Ladd on the cover. Oh, you never saw the cover, though. You just had that tape I made you.
Yeah, I haven't really absorbed that one yet.
Well, I'll just make it for you.
Okay.
Dick, what's this?
It's the New Balance Sebastian. Do you like it?
What the fuck is that?
It's the New Balance Sebastian. But
it's the record we've been listening to and enjoying, Barry.
Well, that's unfortunate, because it sucks ass. Yours, I assume? Okay, buddy, I was just trying to cheer us up, so go ahead. Put on some old sad bastard music, see if I care.
I don't want to hear old sad bastard music, Barry. I just want something I can ignore.
Here's the thing. I made that tape special for today. My special Monday morning tape for you.
Special! Well, fucking Monday afternoon. You should get out of bed earlier.
Come on, dude. Play it. Don't you want to hear what's next?
What's next?
Play it!
Say it.
Little Latin loopy loo.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels?
No! The Righteous Brothers.
Well, never mind.
No, not never mind. You tell me right now what's wrong with the Righteous Brothers.
Nothing. I just prefer the other.
Bullshit!
How can it be bullshit to state a preference?
Since when did this store become a fascist regime?
Since you brought that bullshit tape in.
Oh, man, that's great. That's the fun thing about working in a record store. You get to play crappy pap you don't even want to listen to. I thought this tape was going to be a fucking conversation stimulator, man. I was going to ask you for your top 5 records to play on a Monday morning and all that.
You just have to fucking ruin it.
Well, we'll do it next Monday.
No!
now!
I can't fire them. I hired these guys for 3 days a week, and they just started showing up every day. That was 4 years ago.
Number three in the top five all-time breakup list, Charlie Nicholson, sophomore year of college.
Woo! I'm glad that's over.
As soon as I saw her, I realized she was the kind of girl I'd wanted to meet ever since I was old enough to want to meet girls. I mean, she was different. She was dramatic, and she was exotic.
Gene Simmons.
And she talked a lot, and when she talked, she said remarkably interesting things about music, books, film, and politics. And yeah, she talked a lot.
Have you ever seen him less than 300 feet tall? No. Huh? No. You won't. Please.
And she liked me. She liked me. She liked me. At least I think she did.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. It's okay.
We went out for 2 years, and I never got comfortable. Why would a girl, no, a woman like Charlie go out with me? I felt like a fraud. I felt like one of those people who suddenly shaved their heads and said they'd always been punks. I was sure I'd be discovered at any second. And I worried about my abilities as a lover. And I was intimidated by other men in her design department and became convinced she was going to leave me for one of them. And she left me for one of them. The dreaded Marco.
Charlie! You fucking bitch! Let's work it out! Just open the fucking door! Charlie! Look! Let's talk it! Charlie!
I lost it. Kind of lost it all, you know. Faith, dignity, about 15 pounds.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
When I came to a few months later, I found, to my surprise, I had flunked out of school. Started working at a record shop.
Some people never got over Nam or the night their band opened for Nirvana. I guess I never really got over Charlie. But the thing I learned from the whole Charlie debacle is that you gotta punch your weight. See, Charlie, she's out of my class. She's too pretty, too smart, too witty, too much. I mean, what am I? I'm a middleweight. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm certainly not the dumbest. I mean, I've read books like Unbearable Lightness of Being and Love in the Time of Cholera, and I think I've understood them. They're about girls, right? Just kidding. But I have to say, my all-time favorite book is Johnny Cash's autobiography, Cash by Johnny Cash. Champion Chip.
Hi.
Hi.
I was thinking I could come by the house and pick up some stuff while you're at work tomorrow.
While I'm at work. While I'm at work.
Oh, boy.
That's what you gotta say, is it? Oh, boy, and bravo. That's... Laura, this is just so dumb.
I gotta go.
I'm looking for a record for my daughter for her birthday. I just called to say I love you. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Great.
We have it.
Great. Can I have it then?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Well, it's sentimental, tacky crap. That's why not. Do we look like the kind of store that sells I just called to say I love you? Go to the mall.
What's your problem?
Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Oh, is she in a coma?
Oh, okay, buddy. I didn't know it was pick on the middle-aged square guy day. My apologies.
I'll be on my way.
Bye-bye.
Fuck you. Nice, Jerry. Really, really nice. It was just top class.
Rob, top five musical crimes perpetrated by Stevie Wonder in the 80s and 90s go. Sub-question, is it in fact unfair to criticize a formerly great artist for his latter-day sins? Is it better to burn out than to fade away?
Beard of fucking broke, man! Jesus, he was gonna buy one record, which we didn't even have, and then leave and never come back again anyway.
Not the point. What did he ever do to you?
He offended me with his terrible taste.
It wasn't even his terrible taste. It was his daughter's.
Are you defending that ass muncher? Come on, Rob! You're going soft in your old age. Jesus, now all of a sudden I'm offending your golf buddy. I'm gonna tell you something for your own good, pal. That's the worst fucking sweater I've ever seen. It's a Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater. Did Laura let you leave the house like that? You got like...
Hey,
what are
you doing? Will you shut up?
Will you?
Break it up.
You're a fucking maniac.
I swear to God, if you tore this thing, it's vintage.
And I'll fucking sock your nose.
You'll pay big.
Are you all right?
Yeah, look, Dick, Laura and I broke up. She's gone, so if we ever see Barry again, maybe you can tell him that.
Of course I will, Rob. No problem. No problem at all. I'll tell him next time I see him. Definitely. I've got some other stuff to tell him anyway, so it's no problem. I'll just tell him, you know, about Laura. Then, when I tell him the other stuff. Do you want to talk about it? That kind of thing?
No, thank you, though, Dick. Thank you.
I used to dream I'd be surrounded by exotic women's underwear forever and ever. Now I know they just save their best pairs for the nights they know they're going to sleep with somebody.
Hello, Laura. This is your mother. Your father's angina's a little rough today. I thought you might like to talk to me. It's no big deal. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Anyway, me and Charlie, we didn't match. Marco and Charlie matched. But me and Sarah, number four on the all-time list, we matched. She'd just been dumped by some asshole named Michael.
Michael? Such an asshole.
I'd just been run over by Charlie.
I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, it's just so painful and draining. I'm just going to be by myself for a while.
Me too. Me too.
It made sense to pool our collective loathing for the opposite sex. And while we're at it, we get to share a bed with somebody at the same time. We were frightened of being left alone for the rest of our lives. Only people of a certain disposition are frightened of being left alone for the rest of their lives. At 26, we were of that disposition. So when she told me...
I met someone else.
Who?
Just someone else.
It was contrary to the whole spirit of our arrangement.
Shit. You said you moved that shit out?
So how come I got dumped? What?
Hey, Dick, come on in. What is it?
Well, we're going to Lounge Axe, and, I was just wondering if you wanted to come along with us. Whoa. Marie DeSalle's playing. You remember I told you about her today? I like her. She's kind of Sheryl Crow-ish, crossed with a post-Partridge Family, pre-L.A. Law, Susan Day kind of thing. But, you know, black.
Yeah.
So, I just want to know if you wanted to come along. Barry thought so too, really. But I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
With chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical.
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
No fucking way.
Yep. I can tell you how I got from Deep Purple to Howlin' Wolf in just 25 moves.
Oh,
and if I want to find the song Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, I have to remember that I bought it for someone in the fall of 1983, Pyle, but didn't give it to them for personal reasons.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
It is. Hello?
Well, shoot, I can stick around, you know, man, if you want me to help out. But you really shouldn't keep them piled like this because it gets really pressured.
Hold on.
You know,
see you tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How's the store? You know something, you're very lucky that Laura is doing as well as she's doing. Because if it wasn't for her, I don't think either of us would ever sleep.
She left. She's gone.
What? What do you mean? Where did she go?
How would I know where? She's gone. Girlfriend leave. Not say where gone. Laura move out.
We'll call her mother.
She just called. She doesn't even know. Probably the last time I'll ever hear her voice. I'm all right if that's what's upsetting you.
That is not what's upsetting me.
Well, it fucking should be, shouldn't it?
I knew this would happen. What are you going to do, Rob?
I'm going to drink a bottle of wine, I'm going to watch TV and go to bed, then I'm going to go to work.
And then what?
I'm going to meet a nice girl and have children. I promise the next time we talk, I'll have it all figured out, okay?
I knew it was going to happen again.
What are you so upset about?
Do you know why she left?
It's got nothing to do with marriage.
So you say...
Mom, I'm telling you, for the last time, Laura didn't even want to get married. She's not that kind of girl. That's not what happens now.
Okay? Well, I don't know what happens now. Apart from you meet someone, you move in, she goes.
Shut up, Mom! Damn, that's some cold shit.
John Dillinger was shot dead behind that theater in a hail of FBI gunfire. You know who tipped him off? His fucking girlfriend. He just wanted to go to the movies. Is that Peter fucking Frampton?
Hated that song.
Yeah.
Now I kind of like it.
Yeah. She should have done another number four with a smile.
Wasn't her record called Number Four with a Smile?
That's what I said.
No, you said The Number Four with a Smile. There's no The at the front of the title of the album.
It's a reference to a Chinese meal in Toronto, so I think that there is the. But I could be wrong.
You can be, and are wrong.
I wanna be with you night and day.
I don't wanna date a musician.
I wanna live with a musician. She'd write songs at home and ask me what I thought of them and maybe even include one of our private little jokes in the liner notes.
Maybe a little picture of me in the liner notes. And just in the background somewhere.
You live in Chicago now?
You love it? You should come to our record store. Check
oh my
final.
God, yes. You'd love
it.
He owns
it.
On Milwaukee.
Rock.
soul, ska,
trip hop,
no,
salsa. Okay.
Hip-hop.
Will you come?
Yeah, Marie.
Championship final.
Championship final.
Georgia said.
Why don't you tell her about the store?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was classified information. I mean, I know we don't have any customers, but I thought that was a bad thing. Not like a business strategy.
What are you doing here?
Took the morning off.
Come on, Rob.
Do you still love me?
Well, it's not really the issue, is it?
Why? I mean, what else is there? What do you mean? What else is there?
I don't know. It doesn't change the way we don't get along at all. In fact, I hope we're not in love anymore, to be honest. Would give me a better opinion of love right now.
Come on! What, did I beat you? Did I tell you were a bad person? I mean, what the fuck? What should I have done to make you happy?
Nothing. Make yourself happy.
Oh, I see. Why am I not happy?
Because you're the same person you used to be. And I'm not. And all I've done is change jobs.
My clothes and hairstyles, attitudes and friends.
I couldn't go to work with my hair dyed pink.
You're hard.
You haven't changed so much as a pair of socks since I've known you.
Oh, come on, Laura. Now you're just being stupid.
At least you used to talk about the future. Now you don't even do that.
Look, I'm all right. You're the one that hates your job.
See? You haven't got a clue. I like my job. All I'm saying is, you have to allow for things to happen to people, most of all to yourself. And you don't, Rob. So what's the use?
Rob, it's your turn.
Okay. I feel kind of basic today. Top five side ones. Track ones. Janie Jones, Clash. From The Clash.
Hey.
Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye from Let's Get It On. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit off of Nevermind.
Oh, no, Rob, that's not obvious enough. Not at all. How about Point of No Return on Point of No Return? Lewis, so you can get up...
Shut up. White Light, White Heat. Velvet Underground.
Okay, that would be on my list.
Though not on mine.
Massive Attack, No Protection. The song is Radiation Ruling the Nation.
Oh, kind of a new record. Very, in a minute. Very nice, Rob. A sly declaration of new classic status slipped into a list of old safe ones. Very pussy.
Excuse me, I was in
a minute. Couldn't you be any more obvious than that, Rob? How about, I don't know, the Beatles? How about fucking Beethoven? Track one, side one of the Fifth Symphony. How can someone who has no interest in music own a record store?
Hey, you still have that Beefheart French import safe as well?
Let's see. Ah, yes, here it is.
Yes. How much you want for it?
Oh, no. You know what? I don't think I'm selling it this week. Maybe next week.
Oh, no. You said that last week.
Did I? Yeah, well, I just... I played.
You know, I don't have that record. I'll buy it for 40.
Rob.
So, now why would you sell it to me and not to him?
Because you're not a geek, Lewis.
You guys are snobs.
No, we're not.
No, seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars, so you shit on the people who know less than you.
No.
Which is everybody.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
That's all.
sick of the sight of this place. Some days I'm afraid I'll go berserk, throw the country A through K rack out on the street and go work at a Virgin megastore and never come back.
Hello?
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Rob.
You know, I just wanted to call and thank you for...
That message you sent me last night really made me feel like less of an asshole.
Oh. Well, how are you holding up?
Good, good. I mean, look, maybe we're just not right for each other, right? I mean, or maybe we are.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Time will tell at this point.
And if it's time to move on, it's time to move on.
I don't know. I don't want to take sides. And I like you with Laura. I think you guys are good together. I don't think much of this Ian guy.
Rob! Marie DeSalle is in the store.
All right, I gotta go. Liz. You should maybe turn off her music.
I know.
Hey,
you
like music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can go turn it off if you want. You might be sick of it.
You should turn it up.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, let me go do that after I go do something else that I have to go do.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah, I got these. Excuse me.
What fucking Ian guy?
Laura doesn't know anybody called Ian. There's no Ian in her office. She has no friends called Ian. I'm almost certain she has never met anyone named Ian in her entire life. She lives in an...
Ian the Spiritverse.
I, Raymond. Ray. I. Ian. Mr. I, Raymond. Ray to his friends, and more importantly to his neighbor. The guy who until about 6 weeks ago lived upstairs. I start to remember things about him now. His horrible clothes and hair, his music, Latin, Bulgarian, whatever world music was trendy that week. He had rings on his fingers. Awful cooking smells. I never liked him much then, and I fucking hate him now.
We used to listen to him having sex upstairs.
Gee, it goes on long enough.
Mm-hmm. I should be so lucky.
Abandoned and noisy as any character in a porn film lost. You are Ian's plaything, responding to his touch with shrieks of orgasmic delight. No woman in the history of the world is having better sex than the sex you are having with Ian in my head.
Give it up.
Number five, Jackie Alden. Jackie Alden's breakup had no effect on my life whatsoever. It was a casual thing, and I was glad when it ended. I just slotted her in to bump Laura out of position. But now, congratulations, Laura. You made it to the top five. Number five, with a bullet. Welcome.
Won't somebody please?
Hey, do you have soul?
That all depends. Back row, right next to the blues. Championship battle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested, sure. What's your address? Hey, Liz.
Hey, Rob. You fucking asshole! There.
For a couple of years, I was a DJ at a club. I was good at it, I think. And while I was doing it, it's the happiest I've ever been. And that's where I met Laura.
She was already a lawyer, but she worked for legal aid, hence the leather jacket and clubbing.
I liked her right away.
Hey! Hey! That's the kick-ass record! What? That's the kick-ass record!
Yeah! I know!
Hey, I was going to say, come back next week and I'll make you a tape.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Rob?
And Laura.
To be honest, I hadn't met anyone as promising as Laura since I started DJing. And meeting promising women is kind of what the DJing thing is supposed to be about. And anyway, we moved on from there. She lost her lease on her apartment in Lakeview and she moved in with me. And it stayed that way for years. She didn't make me miserable or anxious or ill at ease. You know, it sounds boring, but it wasn't. It wasn't spectacular either. It was just good. But really, so, how come I'm suddenly an asshole? I get the feeling that Liz talked to Laura. And Liz stuck up for me. And Laura told her a few things. I don't know what precisely Laura said, but she would have revealed at least two, maybe even all four, of the following pieces of information. One, that I slept with someone else.
You slept with somebody else? What?
While she, Laura, was pregnant.
While I was pregnant? No!
Two, that my affair directly contributed...
Pretty much directly to me terminating the pregnancy. No.
Three, that after the abortion, I borrowed a large sum of money from her.
$4,000 or so?
And have not, as of yet, repaid any of it.
Bastard!
Four. That shortly before she left me, I told her that I was kind of unhappy in the relationship. And maybe sort of looking around for someone else.
He was sort of maybe looking around for somebody else.
Did I do and say those things?
Yes. No!
Yes, I did. I am a fucking asshole.
That's it. Liz, no, sit down, sit down. That's shocking. That is shocking.
First of all, the money. Laura had it, and I didn't. And she wanted to give it to me. I've never been able to pay her back because... I've never been able to. Just because she moves in with some super tramp fan, it doesn't make me $5,000 richer. And number two, the stuff about me half looking around for someone else, she tricked me into saying it. We were having a State of the Union type conversation, and she said quite matter-of-factly that we were pretty unhappy at the moment. And did I agree? And I said yes. And she asked me whether I ever thought about meeting other people. So then I asked her if she ever thought about meeting someone else. She says, of course. So I admit that, yes, I daydream about it from time to time. Now I can see what we were really talking about is her and Ian. And she suckered me into absolving her. It was a sneaky lawyer's trick. And I fell for it. Because
She's much smarter than me. All right. Then the pregnancy. I didn't know she was pregnant. Of course I didn't. I didn't know because she hadn't told me. She hadn't told me because I had told her that I'd slept with someone else, so I didn't find out she was pregnant till way later. We were going through this good period, and I made some crack about having kids, and she just burst into tears. I said, well, what is it, you know? What? And I made her tell me, and she did. And I went into this brief and ill-advised bout of self-righteousness, you know. What right do you have? My child, too. Blah, 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 blah. That pretty much brings us up to date. Who needs a drink?
What's wrong with me? Seriously, what happened? Why am I doomed to be left? Doomed to be rejected. I need answers. Number one, Allison Ashmore.
Hello?
This is Rob Gordon calling. Hi. I'm an old friend of Allison's. And,
what did you say your name was?
Rob Gordon. I was actually her first boyfriend in the seventh grade, and I was just wondering if you had any way of reaching her or...
I hate to quibble with you, Rob, but Allison married her first boyfriend, Kevin Bannister. He is her first and last boyfriend.
You gotta be kidding me.
I know, I'm quite serious. She is Mrs. Kevin Bannister, and she lives in Australia.
We went out together in the seventh grade.
I beg your pardon?
Well, technically, I'm her first boyfriend, okay? I met her a few days before Kevin did. Technically, number one, me.
I don't know what you mean
by technically.
I'm number one, me, technically.
I see. Well, maybe it's my mistake. I've got to go now, Bob. Okay, bye-bye.
Allison married Kevin! I am fine now! Married her junior high school sweetheart. Kiss me on the bench, kiss Kevin on the bench. Married Kevin. This is great! This has got nothing to do with me! This is fate! This is destiny! It is beyond my control, beyond my fault. I love this!
I want more. I want to see the others on the big top five. I want to see Penny and Charlie and Sarah, all of them, you know? Just see them and talk to them. You know, like a Bruce Springsteen song.
You call, you ask them how they are, you see if they've forgiven you.
Yeah, and then I feel good. And they feel good.
Well, they feel good maybe, but you'd feel better.
I'd feel clean and calm.
That's what you're looking for. You want to get ready to start again? That'd be good for you.
Great, even.
You give that big final good luck and goodbye to your all-time top five and just move on down the road.
Penny is as beautiful as she was in high school and really grown into herself. She reviews movies for a living, which is unassailably cool, even if she does make these little notes with this little flashlight pen. We have a good time, and we hate the same actors, and everything's going great. She tells me about her life. I tell her about mine. We both get it. We both relate. And then, with no real explanation, I just launch into it. I tell her about how Laura wanted to sleep with Ian and not me. Charlie wanted to sleep with Marco and not me. Allison Ashmore wanted Kevin Bannister and not me. And you wanted to have sex with Chris Thompson and not me. And I was hoping you could help me understand why this keeps happening. Why, you know, I'm doomed to be left, doomed to be rejected. Do you understand?
Well, I was crazy about you. I wanted to sleep with you. One day, but not when I was 16. You know, when you broke up with me, you broke up with me because I was, to use her charming expression, tight. I cried and I cried and I hated you. And when that little shitbag asked me out and I was too tired to fight him off, it wasn't rape because I said okay, but it wasn't far off. You know, I couldn't have sex until after college because I hated it so much. That's when you're sex, Rob. In college! And now you want to have a little chat about rejection. Well, fuck you, Rob.
God, she's right. I broke up with her. I rejected her. That's another one I don't have to worry about. I should have done this years ago. Yep, can I get checked, please?
Next up, Charlie. But I'm not quite ready for that. So I go directly to number 4 on the all-time breakup list. Sarah, my partner in rejection, rejected me.
Hey, Rob.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Want me to come?
Sure. Yeah, let's go. I can't believe I left you for him.
Probably seemed like a good idea at the time, Sarah.
I don't know why, though. Are you seeing anybody?
No, yet.
No?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
No.
I am. I'm in between things. How are you doing?
Me? Not good.
Really?
No. Oh, it's so hard. The medication I was on is not working. So we're trying something else, but it's like they don't know about it. So I'm like a guinea pig. But I'm making money. That's good, because I lost my job a month ago. It's been like pandemonium.
No, I haven't got the heart for the rejection conversation. There are no hard feelings here, and I'm glad she ditched me and not the other way around.
For work, but I'll call you.
Thanks. Nice
to see you.
Bye. Bye. See you later. Me too.
I grew out of having sex back there. And what better way to exercise rejection demons than to screw the person who rejected you? Right? But you wouldn't be sleeping with a person. You'd be sleeping with a whole sad single-person culture. It'd be like sleeping with Talia Shire and Rocky if you weren't Rocky. I feel guilty enough as it is. There's only Charlie left now.
She's in the fucking phone book! She should be living on Neptune. She's an extraterrestrial, a ghost, a myth, not a person in a phone book!
Answering machine. I'll leave a nice polite message and she'll never call back.
Oh, you're a loony, Kate. It's almost impossible to find. Especially on CD, yet another cruel trick played on all the dumbasses who got rid of their turntables. But every other Echo and the Bunny in the album.
Yeah, I have all the other ones.
Oh, you do? Well, how about the Jesus and Mary chant?
Yeah, they always seem.
They always seem what? They always seem really great, is what they always seem. They picked up where your precious Echo left off and you're sitting around complaining about no more Echo albums. I can't believe you don't own this fucking record. That's insane. Jesus!
Well, the interesting thing about Green Day is that so much of their music is, in truth, directly influenced by, in my opinion, two bands. The Clash. Correct, Clash. But also by this band called the Stiff Little Fingers. I think you would really love this band.
Sounds great. My name's Anna.
What's your name? My name's Dick.
Is this the new Green Day?
You don't have it? That is perverse. Don't tell anybody. You don't own fucking Blonde on Blonde. It's gonna be okay.
Sell 5 copies of the 3 EPs by the Beta Band.
Do it.
Boom.
side?
It's the beta van.
It's good.
I know.
Barry, the door!
Fuck!
Go, go, go! Oh, man, I'm on fire! Come on!
Hey! Okay, fuckos!
How much is this deck worth to you, and how much did you steal? Can you do the math?
Barry, call the cops.
No! No! Hold up, hold up. Ryuichi Sakamoto, Sig Sig Sputnik, Breakbeats, Serge Gainsbourg. What are you guys stealing for other people?
No, those are for us.
You guys slamming to Joni Mitchell now?
Man, you're like so bigoted to look at us and think we know what we listen to.
I think you have more.
I thought I could give you a ride back.
Are you coming home?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to come over to your house to pick up some things.
My house.
How did it go today?
All right.
Do you want to go?
Sure.
So, have you tackled the grade reorganization yet?
You bet. You take this with you if you want. Look at this place, Laura. It's a dump. What are you making now, 60, 70 a year? And you were living in this shithole. Bet you can't even remember what you were doing here.
I was here because I wanted to be with you. It had nothing to do with this place.
So, where are you staying now?
I think you know that.
I had to work that out for myself, though, didn't I?
I'm sorry. I know I haven't been very fair. That's why I came to the store tonight. It took me a while to work up the courage.
You scared now?
Yes, of course I am. I feel terrible, Rob. No, this is really hard.
Good. So, how's everything going with Ian? Is it working out okay?
You're living with the guy. I'm just asking you how it's going.
Look, I'm not living with the guy, okay? I'm just staying with him for a few days until I figure out what I'm doing. I left because we weren't exactly getting along and we weren't talking about it. I'm getting to a point where I want to get my shit together, and I can't really see that ever happening with you. And yes, I sort of got interested in someone else. And that went further than it should have, so it seemed like a good time to go. But I have no idea what will happen with Ian in the long run. Probably nothing.
So what? You definitely haven't decided to dump me? Is that it? There's still a chance we might get back together?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, there's a chance, right? I mean, it would be like if someone was in the hospital and he was seriously ill, and the doctor said, I don't know if this patient has a chance of survival or not. That doesn't mean that the patient's definitely going to die now, does it? I mean, he might live, even if it's a remote possibility.
I suppose so.
So we have a chance.
Shut up, Rob.
I just want to know where I stand here. What chance?
What? I don't know what chance we have.
If you could tell me roughly.
All right, we have a 9% chance of getting back together.
Nine.
Okay, nine.
Great.
Look, I know I'm asking a lot, but could you take off for a while so I can get my stuff packed up?
No problem. I'm going to leave my own house.
Yes, please.
Laura, can I ask you one question?
Yes, one.
You're not going to like it.
Just ask it.
Is it better?
Is what better? Better than what?
Well, sex, I guess. Is it better?
Is that really what's bothering you?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Do you really think it would make a difference either way?
I don't know.
Well, the answer is I don't know either. We haven't done it yet.
Never?
I haven't felt like it.
Not even before, when he was living upstairs?
No. I was living with you, remember? We've slept together, but we haven't made love. Not yet. I'll tell you one thing.
What?
Sleeping together is better.
Sleeping together is better. But not the sex, because you haven't done it yet.
Will you please just go?
Yeah. I feel great. I feel like a new man. I feel so much better, in fact, that I go straight out and sleep with Marie DeSalle.
How could this have happened, you ask? How does he... How does a regular guy like me become the number one lover man in his particular postal district? He's grumpy, he's broke, he hangs out with the musical moron twins, and yet he gets to go to bed with somebody like Marie DeSalle.
Hey! Everything all right?
Yeah. She just wanted to pick up some stuff, you know, mm-hmm. No big deal.
I hate that time, picking up stuff. Yeah. You know that song I play, or the kid plays too?
Of course.
I wrote that about me and my ex dividing our record collection.
It's a great, great song. A while back, Dick Barry and I agreed that what really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the fucking truth. And by this measure, I was having one of the best dates of my life.
You love that show?
Yes! Oh, man.
Who's starring in Christmas?
McGoohan!
You're the good.
That's right. Good.
And then, we talk about our exes. She's dry and self-deprecating. Great sense of humor about it, and I can really see why her songs are so good. I don't speak about Laura with as much depth, but it feels even to me like I'm being intimate. I express regret. I say nice things about her, and I hint at a deep ocean of melancholy just below the surface, which is all bullshit, really. I've just invented a sketch of a decent, sensitive guy because I'm in the position to invent him. And I guess all that charming, nervous stuff seems to work somehow because we get back to her house and... just happens. And then we make love. It's great. And that's it. I'm not going to go into all that other stuff. You know, the who did what to whom stuff. You know that song Behind Closed Doors by Charlie Rich? It's one of my favorite songs. I can't say we had a good time. I can't say that. Marie's a terrific woman. And then, in the morning...
You didn't have me fooled. Acting all cool about, what's her name?
Laura.
Laura, right. Laura.
What was yours called again?
It was called James.
James. Do you miss him?
Yeah. That's how it works, right? I think it's okay if you feel horny and fucked up at the same time. And why should we be denied our basic human rights just because we messed up our relationships?
You think sex is a basic human right?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna let that asshole come between me and a sock.
Which way are you going?
That way. You?
That way.
So it is. Back to you.
I'll call you.
Right.
What did Laura mean last night when she said, I haven't slept with him yet? Yet. What does yet mean anyway? It means you're going to do it, doesn't it? Or does it? Just come on. What would it mean to you, that sentence? I haven't seen Evil Dead 2 yet.
Well, to me it would mean that you're a liar. You've seen it twice. Once with Laura, oops. And once with me and Dick, remember? We had that conversation about the guy making Beretta shotgun ammo off screen in the 14th century.
Right. All right, but let's just say that I hadn't seen it. And I said to you, I haven't seen Evil Dead 2 yet. What would you think?
I'd think that you're a cinematic idiot and I'd feel sorry for you.
All right. But from that one sentence, would you think that I was going to see it?
I'm sorry, Rob, I'm struggling here. You're asking me what would I think if you told me you hadn't seen a film that you have already seen. What am I supposed to say?
Just listen to me. If I said to you,
I haven't seen Evil Dead 2 yet, yes.
Did you get the impression that I really wanted to see it?
Oh, well, you couldn't have been desperate to see it, otherwise you'd have already gone.
Right, I'm not going to see that movie.
But the word yet. Yeah, you know what? I get the impression that you wanted to see it, otherwise you'd have said you didn't want to go.
But in your opinion, would I definitely go?
How the fuck am I supposed to know? Probably.
Why?
Because it's a brilliant film. It's so funny and violent, and the soundtrack kicks fucking ass. I never thought I'd say this, but can I go work now?
Look, Laura, if you don't want me to call you at work, then give me your home phone number. Oh, I forgot, you can't. I'm not going to get off this phone until you agree to meet me for a drink. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't just see why this has to be on your terminal.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, okay. We'll meet, then, tonight.
That'd be great if you're not too busy. It'll be really good to see you.
So, how are you?
Have you slept with him yet?
Is that why you wanted to see me?
I guess.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to say you haven't, and I want that to be the truth.
I can't do that. Entirely unprepared, like you said. I've been living with a guy. We're bound to get around to a couple times. Rob, are you there? What are you thinking? We can meet for another drink if you want, so I can explain it better. I owe you that much.
Sorry, I remember.
I don't want this to be the last conversation we have. I know what you're like.
You do. Second opinion.
Hi, this is Tim, City and State, please.
Chicago, a residence. Mr. Ian Raymond.
Please hold for that number.
May I also have that address?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Laura, I just want to say something. I think you're running. You're running from a sharp point.
If anybody gets in any relationship, it's just going to happen again. But it's going to be with this guy, Ian, later, when you're older. All right? With the guy with a Steven Seagal ponytail. You know what I'm saying? And he doesn't love you. And he doesn't understand you. Not the way I will. And I will even more so in the future.
I mean, if you want to experiment...
I'm not experimenting. Why don't you go experiment?
Laura, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is that him?
Look, can you call me at work? I gotta go now.
You look upset.
Yeah, I'm upset, but I'm fine.
Maybe I should talk to him.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Conflict resolution is my job.
Yeah, I know, but you know, there's really nothing to resolve. But thank you.
You have got to stop calling her. You're really upsetting her and him.
I care about him.
Well, you should.
Why?
Because all you're doing is forming a little unit. Them against you. Before you started all this psychotic madness, there was no unit. There was just three people in a mess. But now, they've got something in common. And you don't want to make anything worse.
How could it get any worse than Laura with Ian? Come on, Liz.
Can I ask you a question, and you can think about it if you want to? Why do you want Laura back so badly?
Barry, that fucking price was busted, and I'm not the one who broke it.
Hello.
Who is this?
Is this Charlie?
Hi, I just got back into town.
Wow.
Rob Gordon. The Rob Gordon.
So how are you doing? Huh? Does this seem like millions of years ago?
Yeah. Like a billion, right? So, God, Charlie Nicholson, how are you? I mean, do you have kids and stuff like everybody else?
No, I'm too young, too single. I don't know. Kids are too time-consuming, I guess, is the expression I'm looking for.
I'm not making this up. This is how she talks. Nobody ever had a conversation about having kids in the entire history of the world.
So, anyway, are you in or out, Rob?
I'm sorry?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just find his long-lost boyfriend calls a little unnerving. There's been a rash of them recently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, remember Rocco? I went out with him after you.
Kind of, yeah. Well, he called a few months ago. I think he was going through one of those what does it all mean kind of things. He wanted to
see me and rehash the past, as they say. God, was I up for that? No.
No. So, I don't know. Do old man go through that?
I've never heard of it before. I'm sorry, Charlie, but what does are you in or out mean?
Well, it means are we friends or aren't we? Because if we are, that's great. But if we're not, I don't really want to spend time playing catch-up on the phone.
You know what I mean? I'm just really busy, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
So, are you in or out, Rob?
I'm in.
Yeah?
Great. You want to come for a dinner party tomorrow night?
Can I help you?
Hello, Rob. Remember me? Ray. Ian. I thought maybe we should talk.
No.
Sort things out.
What needs sorting out?
10 phone calls a night, hanging around outside my house.
Stop all that now.
You were there this morning. Obviously, I know how special Laura is, and I know how much pain you must be going through right now. I would hate it if I lost her. Guess who? But I'd like to believe that if she decided that she didn't want to see me anymore, that I would respect those wishes. You know what I'm saying, Jean?
Ah.
So
Shall we leave it at that?
I've already left it.
You pathetic rebound fuck! Now get your patchouli stink out of my store! Move it, lardass!
Dumb motherfucker. So, shall we leave it at that then?
No.
So shall we leave it at that then? Well, think about it, Rob.
Okay. I can see now that I'm doomed to die a long, slow, suffocating death. And I try to figure out why. Of course, there's envy. Why isn't my life like this? And sure, I want their money and clothes and jobs and opinions. And I'd like to have advice on jet lag, but that's not it. I mean, they're not bad people, and I'm not a class warrior. It's something else.
I never did. And I was very supportive.
And then it dawns on me.
It came down to me to tell the truth.
Charlie's awful.
The truth.
She doesn't listen to anyone. She says terrible, stupid things. And she apparently has no sense of humor at all. And talks shit all night long. Maybe she's been like this all along.
Call me tomorrow, okay? Call me. Promise to call me. Bye.
How did I manage to edit all this out? How had I made this girl the answer to all the world's problems?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Rob.
So, Charlie, why'd you dump me for Marco?
Fuck! I knew it! Fuck!
What?
You are going through one of those what does it all mean things. I can't believe you, Rob.
Yes, I am. Very much indeed so.
Oh, God.
Come on, answer the question.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Don't hold back. You can say whatever you like. Why'd you dump me for Marco?
Marco just seemed to be a bit more glamorous, you know, more sure of himself, less hard work, a little sunnier, sparkier.
You put that ad up?
Yeah.
What can you play?
Nothing. What kind of stuff are you into?
What kind of stuff? We want to be more experimental. We want to retain our pop sensibilities. But kind of, you know, a little further out.
That sounds great.
No gigs yet. We just got together. Is Tuesday night cool for you? Well, just, you know, jam.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Later.
What?
do you mean what? You've had that poster up on the wall for like 17,000 years, and then some guy comes in off the street. You act like it's no big deal.
It's just a garage band. It's nothing special.
Harry, you don't even play an instrument.
I can sing. What, do you think I'm going to stick around here the rest of my life? Hey, it's half past the monkey's ass. Let's go.
Oh, I can't meet you guys at the club.
What? Who are you going to see?
Nobody.
Rob! Lucky! Lucky! Dick, are you getting some? Oh, unfucking believable. Dick's got a hot date. How did this happen, Dick? What rational explanation can there possibly be? What's her name?
Anna.
Anna? Anaconda?
Anna Moss.
Anna Moss? Is she all green and fuzzy and mossy? And you met this bruiser where exactly? The home for the mentally challenged or the blind or the bus station?
Here. She asked me about the new Green Day album and then I...
Oh, man, finally! Anna! That's great, Dick. Really smoke that ass.
Listen, Rob, I can't go to the club either. I gotta get some lyrics down on paper.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, not about lyrics to get down, but, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Top five dream jobs.
Hey, that's private.
Number one, journalist for Rolling Stone magazine, 1976 to 1979. Get to meet The Clash, Chrissy Hynde, Sex Pistols, David Byrne. Get tons of free records. Number two, producer, Atlantic Records, 1964 to 1971. Get to meet Aretha, Wilson Pickett, Solomon Burke.
More free records
and a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Number three, any kind of musician.
Besides classical or rap.
Settle for being one of the Memphis Horns or something. Not
sure.
Asking to be Jagger or Hendrix or Otis Redding.
Uh-huh.
Number four, film director.
Any kind except German or silent.
And number five, we have architect.
Yeah.
7 years training.
I'm not sure I even want to be an architect.
So you got a list here of five things you do if qualifications and time and history and salary were no object.
Yeah.
One of them you don't really want to do anyway.
Well, I did put it at number five.
Wouldn't you rather own your own record store than be an architect?
Yeah, I suppose.
And you wouldn't want to be a 16th century explorer or the King of France or...
God, no.
All right, there you go then. Dream job number five, record store owner.
I find it interesting that you keep showing up here, Laura.
Well, this is the last of it.
Those bags look heavy. Where's Ian? Or Ray? Or... What is his fucking name anyway? What do you call him? Ian or Ray?
Ray. I hate Ian.
I hate him too.
Yeah. I'm sure. See ya.
Bye.
Top five things I miss about Laura. One, sense of humor. Very dry, but it can also be warm and forgiving. And she's got one of the best all-time laughs in the history of all-time laughs. She laughs with her entire body. Two, she's got character. Or at least she had character before the Ian nightmare. She's loyal and honest, and she doesn't even take it out on people when she's having a bad day. That's character. Three, I miss her smell and the way she tastes. It's a mystery of human chemistry, and I don't understand it. Some people, as far as your senses are concerned, just feel like home.
I really dig how she walks around. It's like she doesn't care how she looks or what she projects, and it's not that she doesn't care, it's just... she's not affected, I guess. And that gives her grace. And five, she does this thing in bed when she can't get to sleep. She kind of half moans and then rubs her feet together an equal number of times. It just kills me. Believe me, I mean, I could do a top five things about it that drive me crazy, but it's just your garden variety, women, you know, schizo stuff, and that's the kind of thing that got me here.
You maggots!
Whoa, whoa!
Shit!
Hey, Rob, Laura called.
Really? What is this?
It's Vince and Justin.
Who's Vince and Justin?
It's those little skate fuckers.
No way.
Way. It's really... it's really fucking good.
Hey, do you guys know Vince and Justin, the guys who come to my store?
Yeah, right over there, man.
Thanks.
Hey!
Your tape. It's good.
I know. We made it.
Thank you. I mean, it's rough, but unbelievably, it shows promise. I'll put out your record. Any profits we split down the middle after I recoup expenses, okay?
Recoup expenses, man. You're going to recoup a big fat Mercedes is what you're going to do.
We're not there yet, Justin.
I'm Vince.
Whatever. What's the name of your band?
The Kinky Wizards.
Nice.
What's the name of your label?
Top Five Records.
What was that? You just told them you're going to put out a record with them?
Yeah. So what? You said yourself those guys were good. What did you get so hot about?
Well, it just seems that you think it would be wiser to start a record label by putting out a record with business-crippling Nazi youth shoplifters than with someone you know in your bitter, jealous heart is a musical visionary. That's
what do your songs sound like? Sex Pistols, Nirvana, Papa Abrams and the Smurfs?
You know what? You wouldn't be familiar with our immediate influences.
Try me.
They're mostly German.
Kraftwerk, Falco, Hasselhoff. Laura, are you all right?
My dad. My dad died.
What's up?
Laura's dad died.
Oh, drag.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Hey. Top five songs about death. Allure's dad tribute list. Okay? Okay.
Leader of the pack. The guy fucking beefs it on his motorcycle and dies, right? Dead Man's Curve, Jan and Dean.
Do you know that right after they recorded that song, Jan himself crashed his...
It was Dean, you fucking idiot.
It was Jan. It was a long time after this.
Okay, whatever. Tell Laura I love her. That would bring the house down. Laura's mom could sing it. You know what I'd want?
Huh?
One Step Beyond by Madness.
No. When are you going home?
In a minute. When I get it together.
And you can't always get what you want.
No, immediate disqualification because of its involvement with the Big Chill.
Oh, God, you're right. Mom wants you to come to the funeral.
Oh, me?
Yeah, because my dad really liked you and...
Mom never told him we'd split because he wasn't up to it.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot.
Bastard, that's so good, that should have been mine.
Do you want me there?
I don't care, as long as you don't expect me to hold your hand.
Is Ray going?
No.
The night Laura's daddy died. Sh-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Brother, what a night it really was. Mother, what a night it really... Angina's tough. Glory be. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a night.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Songs at My Funeral, Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff, Angel by Aretha Franklin, and I've always had this fantasy that some beautiful, tearful woman will insist on "You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me" by Gladys Knight. But who would that woman be?
Efforts into one area of your life and it doesn't work out.
Don't mind me, really. It's no problem. Just pretend like you're talking about someone else. It's okay.
Well, in fact, we are talking about someone else. We're talking about Laura.
Oh.
Oh?
Don't fucking say oh like that to me, Liz. I'm really sorry, Joe. Look, I can either stick up for myself or I can believe everything you say about me and end up hating myself, but that's not much of life, is it? Huh? I mean,
I think this is really the time to be talking about...
Just because it's never the time, Liz, I can't go on apologizing my whole life.
I think just the once would do.
I'm very sorry, Laura.
I'm so sorry, Laura. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Laura. I'm sorry.
Focused all around most of the time. I can keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path. I can read the signs. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle whatever I stumble upon. I don't even notice.
I can see now I never really committed to Laura. I always had one foot out the door, and that prevented me from doing a lot of things, like thinking about my future, and I guess it made more sense to commit to nothing, keep my options open, and that's suicide. By tiny, tiny increments.
I can make it all magical. I can hold my own. I can view the situation. I can fly down to the cold. I can survive. And I can endure. And I don't even think about her.
Are you gonna line that flower bed all night?
No.
You're soaking.
Yeah.
You're also an idiot.
Look, Laura, I'm really sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why don't you just get back and I'm just gonna wait here for the bus?
No, I don't want to be there. When I saw you leave, I used it as an excuse to get out.
Is there anything I can do?
Come on.
Where?
I'll show you. Let's go.
Right?
Dad used to bring us here when we were kids. Listen, Rob. Would you have sex with me? Because I want to feel something else than this. It's either that, or I go home and put my hand in the fire. Unless you want to stub cigarettes out on my arm.
No. I only have a few left. I've been saving them for later.
Right. It'll have to be sex then.
Right. Right.
I knew there was a reason I wore a skirt today. Just stay there.
Okay. Be with your mom.
I'm too tired not to be with you.
Well, so if you had a bit more energy, we'd stay split up, but things being as they are with you being wiped out and all, you want to get back together? Is that it?
Yeah.
What about Ian?
Well, he's a disaster. Look, I know it's not very romantic, Rob, but there will be romance again at some stage, I'm sure. I just...
So, that's it?
Well, you've made it clear you want me back, so... Look, we can talk about it later if you want to. Right now, I just... Right now, I just want to go home with you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so we got back together, and it was great. She moved all her stuff back in all at once.
I'm not telling you.
See, that's not a nice way to play. We went out to dinner every night.
What else?
We stayed in and made love all the time. We talked about the future. Important stuff. Issues.
How can you like Art Garfunkel
and Marvin Gaye? That's like saying you support the Israelis and the Palestinians.
No, it's not like saying that at all, actually, Rob. Marvin Gaye and Art Garfunkel make pop records.
Made. Marvin Gaye's dead. His father shot him. You could say it was everything I ever wanted. Really.
Marvin Gaye!
I know! Let's get it on! That's our song. Marvin Gaye's responsible for our entire relationship.
Oh, is that so? I'd like a word with him, then.
And everything I ever wanted. Fucking reason. This.
Excuse me, is this Stereo Lab?
Yeah, it is.
I haven't heard this one. It's really good.
Yeah, I know.
Are you Bob?
Rob.
Oh, right. Yeah, Rob, you used to DJ. I used to go to the double door to hear you spin. You were unbelievable.
Really?
I'm Caroline.
Hi. What do you do?
I work for the Reader. I write a music column.
Caroline Fortas?
I read your column. It's great. You really know what you're talking
Rob,
about.
Rob, phone.
Can you take a message?
It's your girlfriend.
Woman.
It's her idea.
Laura! Dance music for old people!
It's an idea I had when I was with Ian, and I thought it was such a good one that I was really annoyed we weren't together anymore. Maybe why I came back.
A record release party? What if I was doing something that can't be canceled?
Rob, what are you ever doing that can't be canceled?
That's not the point. The single could not be done in time. I mean, there's a million things.
It'll be done. Oh, guess what? Barry said his band will play a set.
Barry is playing at this thing? Are you insane?
Barry, I'll give you 10% of the door if you don't play.
Rob, we're getting that anyway.
20.
No, 20%. Come on, Rob, we need the gig.
110%. That's how much it means to me, not to hear you play.
Rob, we're called Sonic Death Monkeys.
Sonic Death Monkeys?
Yeah. And if Laura and her bourgeois lawyer friends can't handle it, fuck them. Let them riot. We're Sonic fucking Death Monkeys.
Let me get this. We made the city with you. Now, your friends and your girlfriend are throwing some kind of celebration party or something, and you're asking us not to come to the party.
Exactly.
Oh, no, dude. That just seems kind of stupid.
It's just a... The whole thing is just blown way out of proportion. It's just a 3-song CD. It's a single. It's just... It's not a big deal.
It's just that you're making something. You, the critic, the professional appreciator, put something new into the world. And the second one of those things gets sold to someone, you're officially a part of it. Congratulations, Rob.
You know, I guess I think I've always been a professional critic, you know, or some sort of professional appreciator or something. And I just wanted to, you know, do something new, put something new out into the world. You know, kind of really put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah. Wow. I would love to hear them.
Why don't I send it over to you when it's...
Really? I will look forward to that.
I will look forward to sending it.
You know, we should get back to the interview.
Sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. What are your all-time... top 5 favorite records?
In the club or at home? Listen, tell you what, why don't I just make you take?
Now, the making of a good compilation tape is a very subtle art, many do's and don'ts. First of all, you're using someone else's poetry to express how you feel. This is a delicate thing. So for this one, I'm thinking.
When is this gonna stop?
When's what gonna stop?
Nothing.
Who's the take for?
Just some girl who interviewed me for the Reader.
So what am I going to do now? Just keep jumping from rock to rock for the rest of my life until there aren't any rocks left? Should I bolt every time I get that feeling in my gut when I meet someone new? I've been thinking with my gut since I was 14 years old. And frankly speaking, I've come to the conclusion that my guts have shit for brains.
Hi. Drinking lunch on a school day. That's a nice surprise. Are you nervous about tomorrow night?
Not really, no.
Well, are you going to talk to me or shall I get my paper out?
No, I'm going to talk to you.
Right. What are you going to talk to me about?
I'm going to talk to you about whether or not...
You want to get married to me? I'm serious.
Yes, I know.
Thanks a bunch.
I'm sorry. It was 2 days ago you were making tapes for that girl from the Reader.
Yeah.
Well, forgive me if I don't think of you as the world's safest bet.
Would you marry me if I was?
What brought all this on?
I don't know. I'm just sick of thinking about it all the time.
About what?
This stuff. Love and settling down and marriage, you know. I don't want to think about something else.
I changed my mind. That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard. I do. I will.
Just shut up, please. I'm just trying to explain, okay? That other girl or other women, whatever. I mean, I was thinking that they're just fantasies. You know? And they always seem really great because there's never any problems. And if there are, they're cute problems like, you know, we bought each other the same Christmas present. Or she wants to go see a movie that I've already seen, you know? And then I come home, and you and I have real problems, and you don't even want to see the movie I want to see, period. And there's no lingerie, and...
I have lingerie. Well,
yes, you do. You have great lingerie, but you also have the cotton underwear that's been washed 1,000 times, and it's hanging on the thing. And they have it, too. It's just I don't have to see it because it's not in the fantasy. Do you understand? I'm tired of the fantasy. Because... it doesn't really exist. And there are never really any surprises. And it never really...
delivers?
Delivers. Right. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of everything else for that matter. But I don't ever seem to get tired of you. So...
I think I know what you mean. But were you really expecting me to say yes?
I don't know. I didn't think about it, really. I thought asking was the important part.
Well, you've asked. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out here tonight. That was just a little bit of I Sold My Mom's Wheelchair, the title track from the album of same name, the record we're having this record release party for. The two burgeoning criminals behind this opus are standing by the bar. They're underage and will lose our liquor license. But we'll get to them in a moment.
First, I have to introduce a band.
So please don't leave until... after they finish and we play the record. Right now it's my great, great pleasure to introduce Sonic Death Monkey.
I'm an idiot. I should have played the whole album first. You see, I'm going to play Sonic.
The enthusiastic intro, but we're no longer called Sonic Death Monkey. We're on the verge of being called Kathleen Turner Overdrive. However, this evening we will be Barry Jive and the Uptown Funk.
Let's get it on, sugar, let's get it on.
with me loving you.
Great compilation tape. Like breaking up is hard to do and takes ages longer than it might seem. You gotta kick it off with a killer to grab attention. Then you gotta take it up a notch. But you don't wanna blow your wad, so then you gotta cool it off a notch. There are a lot of rules. Anyway, I've started to make a tape in my head for Laura. Full of stuff she'd like. Full of stuff that would make her happy. First time I can sort of see how that's done.
I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, it will be forever. Without you there, we will share. And the joys of caring will not be replaced. What has been must never end. And with the strength we have won't be erased. When the truth of love will stand and firm, they won't be hard to find. And the words of love I speak to you will echo in my mind. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with time, it will be forever.
Replace your charm.